Hello and welcome, everybody. I have my good friend and colleague, Dr. Lisa Ryan, with me, and we're talking about what we might call assessment-driven learning. So, Lisa, tell us what you've been seeing in your courses and just a little bit about why you think it has been happening.
I'm seeing in my courses the evidence for students focusing on assessment. When I look at the forums and you get questions about the assessment, and it's quite evident that students have not engaged with the relevant modules. So they'll ask a question that has very clearly been, you know, articulated or discussed or elaborated on in, you know, a particular module, and everything is there that they need to refer to, directions, etc. And then they'll still ask a question and it's very clear that they haven't actually engaged with the material at all. And so you're getting these questions that just show that students aren't engaging with the material. And of course, I suppose when you respond to that, I just keep referring people back and say, well, that's covered in module three if you have a look at da 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 da. The other time that I have seen this, or evidence for this as well, is actually on a research project that I'm currently looking at. We've been asking students about the ways that they are studying and how they're doing their internship. And probably, I think it was like 70% of the students that we surveyed indicated that the only type of engagement that they had with their courses was just doing the assignment. That was actually the way that they were doing their work. And I know that, you know, all of our students are busy. I think in particular, our particular university has, you know, many students who are first in family. They come from low socioeconomic backgrounds for many of them. They're all having to work and study, and they're often managing families all at the same time. So I think that the combination of that pressure and time constraint really compounds to affect our students perhaps a little bit more so than some, you know, some of the other students from the bigger universities.
Thanks, Lisa. I have one question. What do you think we can do? Like, how can async, if we come back to the asynchronous, how can asynchronous help us with this problem that we're seeing of students focusing on assessment and potentially not actually even dipping into that lovely content that we've created and put there on our desks?
I think that async opportunities provide students with flexibility to be able to engage with course content at a time that suits them, and in a way that suits them and that best matches their learning styles. So I think that perhaps paying attention to providing a range of different opportunities and a range of different ways to engage with learning materials. So, for example, in one of my courses, I provide the readings. You know, I use a podcast technique to sort of convert the readings to a podcast. And students are telling me they're really enjoying that because they can listen to the podcast while they're driving or doing the washing up or whatever else that they can be doing. So I think providing that flexibility is really important for students.
I agree, Lisa. You know, the reality is that our students are busy. They've got work, families, study, everything happening at once. So, of course, they're going to be strategic about where they spend their time. So instead of fighting this assessment-driven approach, maybe we need to work with it. So the key is designing our asynchronous courses so that students can't actually succeed on the assessments without engaging with the important stuff that we want them to learn. And by offering flexible formats like podcasts, as you've talked about, and making our content genuinely useful for their assignments, we can meet students where they are while still achieving our educational goals. It is possible.